This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, the Children's Museum is known as your official imagination destination. But under the current restrictions, even within phase four of the Restore Illinois plan, the Children's Museum of Illinois, as all other children's museums, are closed. And we're hoping for maybe a plan for phase four part B. But Amber Kaler joins us. How are you holding up?
We're doing pretty well, you know, under the circumstances, not the July we had planned, but overall doing pretty well and still able to have summer camps under the phase three guidelines that did allow for us to do that. So we have a few kids in the building.
All right. So the phase four basically says anything that's interactive, right? So,
right.
Which is just the entire museum.
That's our whole building. It specifically stated museums could reopen, but all hands-on and interactive components must remain closed, which essentially left all children's museums out of the equation.
Okay. So you guys are working around the clock trying to figure out ways. I mean, financially, this has to be just devastating to you. But tell me what you're planning on doing.
So the day after the guidelines were released, all Illinois Children's Museums gathered together. First time we've ever had a group meeting as a, you know, all Illinois Children's Museum directors. We devised a plan. All of us have reopening plans. We were all being, you know, prepared to open safely with all of the precautions in mind. So we have taken those plans, combined them into a standard reopening document that we have presented to the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, since they're the ones that are presenting the guidelines. We are also presenting that plans to all of our elected officials, state representatives, state senators, and asking that they advocate on our behalf so that we have the option to reopen. You know, some children's museums in the state won't. You know, they've chosen that they're going to wait, or they may be in Chicago where they have different restrictions because of their case count. We just want the option to be able to reopen and to do it just as safely as any other business.
Okay, so in the meantime, you guys are making some plans on how people can support the museum financially. I'm assuming people could just make donations as it is right now if they want to help continue with, you know, with future operations and make sure that you guys are around for a very long time for all the generations to come. But you guys are planning on revisiting the Duck Derby.
Yes. This year, as you know, is our 30th anniversary. We had some big fundraising plans and celebration plans. Those have been put on hold. So we are planning a virtual Duck Derby where people will still be able to purchase a duck, support us in the way that they normally would through the Duck Derby. The real difference will be you won't come to the museum for the duck races. We will still race the ducks live, but we will go Facebook Live for those duck races. So you'll still be able to see it and watch it. The prize will still be the same. We're going to extend the period. It will be at the start of September, just after the Labor Day holiday, and we'll run the event for a couple of weeks so people have time to purchase, and we'll have some incentives along the way so people can continue to purchase and win some fun things throughout the month.
Okay, how can we help?
The easiest way to help us right now is if you're in a position to donate, you can go to cmofil.org. We have a donate tab right on our front page. You can give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. You can also call us at 423-KIDS if you would like to do something over the phone. And if you want to get set up with us, I had someone call the other day and they said, hey, we'd like to give through our business and give on a recurring basis. Absolutely, that's something that we can do. Give us a call at 423-KIDS. But donations at this point to sustain operations are the biggest need that we have, because we're 75% earned income, and having our doors closed has really been a financial, you know, hardship for us.
Okay, so we will certainly be sponsors of the virtual Duck Derby, and we'll figure out how that all works. But we, you know, count us in.
Thank you.
At Newhoff are always going to be there to support the cmofil.org.
.org will get you there, but .org takes you directly to our site.
Okay. We highly encourage people. You know, we have had such a successful last couple of years, the addition of Heroes Hall and all the things that are out there, the helicopter, the fire truck, all that stuff, and we desperately want to be back to doing it. We know that you're doing everything you can do, right? And so in September,
absolutely,
we can all buy ducks. That'll give us something,
yeah,
to look forward to.
There you go. We want to get past everybody getting their kids back to school, getting in the swing of things, and then we'll have something positive to look forward to and do some fun things.
All right. What kind of camps are available right now? You mentioned them earlier.
Yes, we are running summer camps right now. So I believe right now, today, we kicked off the Super Sleuths Camp. And if, again, if you visit cmofil.org, we are running in-person camps under those Phase 3 guidelines. We haven't extended our capacity like Phase 4 allows us to. We're still doing it small and safe. And you can sign up at cmofil.org for those in-person camps. Or if you're not comfortable with an in-person camp, we have Camp in a Box, which is all of the activities and supplies you need for our summer camps. You stop by the museum, we hand you the box, all of the instructions are in there, all of the materials, and then we go Facebook Live throughout the week with some fun add-ons as well. So that's another fun way to have camp and do it in a way that's comfortable for you.
Absolutely. All right, Amber, keep up the great work. You're doing an amazing job. I hope you and your family are doing well in all of this, and I know it's tough. But there's plenty of people here that know your cause and will support it, I am positive, and keep everything going until we can get back to normal.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Amber. Have a great day. Amber Kaler and the folks at the Children's Museum.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.